Whether you have any or not, many of us are fascinated by gold. It's the storyline of many a TV show and movie. Where can you find the biggest vault of it? The answer may surprise you. On today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Paul Urbans was once stationed at Fort Knox. He enjoys sharing the early history of the gold vault there.
When they originally designed the bullion depository at Fort Knox, it was designed so that in case of an invasion or somebody trying to rob the place, it could be flooded.
The Treasury Department won't say if that's still the case, but it was in the original plans. While the majority of the country's gold is at Fort Knox, Paul shares a tidbit most folks don't know.
Now, Fort Knox is not the largest depository of gold in the United States. It's a Federal Reserve Bank in Manhattan, but none of that's American gold. That's gold brought here from other countries for storage purposes. And you can actually tour that. They allow about 25 people a day in.
Conversely, the last time civilians were inside the vault at Fort Knox was in the early 1970s, when media were allowed to inspect the place to ensure the nation's gold was still there. Paul says the gold vault in New York serves as a World Bank of sorts.
When there's a major transfer of monetary gold from one country to another, they don't put it on a ship and send it across the seas. They move it from one chamber to another chamber.
Much of that gold was sent to the U.S. for safekeeping around the time of World War II. So while Fort Knox is estimated to have about $82 billion of U.S. gold, there's actually more in New York.
The Federal Reserve Bank in New York has about 50% more gold, but none of it is American gold.
Paul enjoys history, and he says it's too bad people don't know more of the non-gold history from Fort Knox. We'll conclude the series next time as we travel the countryside near Fort Knox, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCrae.